Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, we look back at an article that highlighted a treasure of Barbadian history. This is the story of Harmony Hall in St. Michael, the historic property which serves as the headquarters of the Barbados Workers' Union today. The Barbados Advocate of June 3, 1951, described Harmony Hall as one of the finest examples of domestic architecture anywhere on the island. Surrounded by green lawns and mature trees, the house was considered an oasis of calm in a rapidly growing town. At the time, the home belonged to Dr. and Mrs. Will Kerr, but perhaps its most famous resident had been Sir John Hudson, a respected Barbadian doctor, public servant, and politician who lived there for more than half a century. Sir John once reflected warmly on the home in his memoirs, saying he missed Harmony Hall deeply after moving away in old age because the staircase had become difficult for him to climb. Born in the 19th century, Sir John Hudson studied at Codrington College before travelling to the University of Edinburgh to study medicine. After returning to Barbados, he worked in public health and later served on Barbados' Legislative Council. But Harmony Hall itself was already centuries old by the time Hudson occupied it. Architectural historians believe the house was built in the early 1700s, making it one of the oldest surviving homes in Barbados. Historians suspected it may even have been built by a Quaker merchant, as Harmony Hall was a popular name among Quaker homes in that era. The house survived, but not untouched. It suffered damage during the devastating hurricanes of 1780 and 1831. Parts of the building had to be rebuilt, meaning some of the original design was lost over time. Still, enough remained for architectural experts to marvel at its beauty. American architectural historian Thomas T. Waterman, who studied Barbados's great plantation houses and historic homes during the 1940s, described Harmony Hall as different from older Jacobean-style homes like Drax Hall and St. Nicholas Abbey. Waterman wrote admiringly of the polished mahogany furniture, shining brass decorations, and colorful chintzes in the large, airy drawing room which stretched across the front of the building. The room opened through French windows onto uncovered outdoor walkways called loggias. He also spoke of coining and rusticated plasterwork, decorative architectural features in the structure. Then there was the roof. Waterman became fascinated by what the original roof may once have looked like. By the 1940s, Harmony Hall had a hip roof, one that slopes downward on all sides. But clues in the masonry suggested the original structure may have featured twin gables instead. The 1951 article noted that modern furniture had begun appearing in parts of the home, alongside watercolor paintings from artist Percy Agar from Dominica. Yet, despite these changes, Harmony Hall remained what the newspaper called an oasis of peace and quiet. In a rapidly changing British town, the house stood as a reminder of another Barbados, one shaped by colonial architecture, craftsmanship, and centuries of layered history. A place where the past lingered quietly among sweet lime hedges and shady trees. And if walls could talk, Harmony Hall would surely have many stories left to tell.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.